Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guy's quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. Today's tip is about how a slight change in thinking can dramatically change your ability to get results. Know thyself. My guidance counselor in high school was very clear on this. And boy, did I know myself. I'm smart. I'm bad at sports. And I'm so far on the nerd side of the spectrum that my thick Coke bottle glasses need to wear thick Coke bottle glasses. And if you notice carefully, all of these things that I knew about myself were unchangeable definitions of my being. And this is called a fixed mindset. It's the belief that my traits, my skills, and my general awesomeness is set in stone and can't be changed. Either I'm smart or I'm not. And if not, there's nothing that can be done. Now, even if that were true, and it's not, thinking with a fixed mindset sucks. Psychologist Carol Dweck has been researching this for years. When someone believes that their skills and abilities are innate, they actually give up more easily when they meet a challenge, because they conclude, well, this is just who I am, and that's the limit that I have, rather than concluding, I can learn to overcome this challenge. Overcoming the fixed mindset is easy. You just adopt a growth mindset instead. That's how people become the superhero version of themselves, and we all want to be the superhero versions of ourselves. The costumes look way cooler, but of course, we never, ever wear capes. A growth mindset is the belief that you can grow and change through education and practice. With a growth mindset, you adapt to challenges by learning and setting new goals. You respond differently to failure. Instead of concluding that there's nothing to be done, you ask, what can I do differently? You can change a fixed mindset into a growth mindset, even if it's not yours.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
What you praise is what you get. When you praise people, they keep doing what they're doing. If you praise someone for their innate abilities, that just reinforces the idea that what they are is what matters. You're so smart, you tell your friend. Your friend now thinks that they're insanely, innately smart. You've just reinforced the fixed mindset. You work so hard, on the other hand, reinforces the growth mindset. It praises the effort that someone puts in, which of course is something that they can ramp up or down as they wish. If everyone in your life has a growth mindset, everyone will start being more successful. You'll all start rising to the challenges. You'll climb your personal Mount Everest. And then you'll take a selfie at the top and post it to Facebook. Everyone will be so jealous and you'll be as famous as Kim Kardashian. Yay. Praise your mentees for actions, not traits. Do you have people that you mentor in life or in work? Find out the actions they've taken that have led them to success and then praise those actions. You really put in 100% effort on the marketing report. Your business plan shows that you did a great job with your research. Praise the actions that are under their control so that they can do more of those. Do not say things like, "You're so smart," or "You're gifted at photography." Those emphasize fixed traits. Keep emphasizing actions. Encourage a growth mindset in kids. Children are just like mentees, only we're supposed to coddle them and tell them that they're smart and wonderful and will grow up to be president. These days, that's an extremely low bar. With kids, love them for who they are and praise them for what they've done. Don't say, "You've got good grades because you're so smart." Develop a growth mindset in them by saying, "Great job. Your grades really show that you studied well and could show how much you've learned." If a child fails a math exam, don't tell them that they're stupid or that, "Well, math genes just don't run in our family." Instead, ask them action questions. What could you do differently to do better next time? Help them orient around studying more, getting tutoring from their friends, and so on. Once they learn that they can control their learning, they can move on to higher stakes later in life. Just think performance review. Encourage employees' growth mindset. When your minions aren't reaching their full potential, change how they think. Ask them about how they relate to their work, and notice when they're using fixed mindset excuses. "Well, I'm just not a details person." Then counter any fixed mindset excuses with growth mindset actions that you'd like to see them take. You can ask, "What could you do to keep track of details?" That orients them towards skills and systems. Just between you and me, I, Steve Robbins, the Get It Done guy, am horrible with details and accountability and, frankly, getting things done. That's why I've developed so many explicit tools and tips, because with a growth mindset, I've recognized where I fall behind and have developed systems to make up for being born without those skills that are innate. You can do this too. You can develop your own growth mindset. Notice how you describe yourself to other people and to yourself. When you think you aren't good at something, ask yourself why. And if you find yourself saying things like, "Well, I'm just not the kind of person who does blah, blah, blah," that's a sign that you're falling into a fixed mindset. Change it. Shift back to activities you can do and a growth-oriented question. And finally, you can even use this with your enemies. When you're talking to your personal nemesis at work and they say, "I worked so hard, I really deserved that promotion," you can look at them and say in all sincerity, "You're so amazingly smart, it's as if you were just born with all of the capabilities for success. Plus, you're the kind of person that just has great luck and spots opportunity." Pretty soon, they'll lose their ability to cope with failure, they'll stop developing new skills, and they'll just sit at home all day eating bonbons and watching reality television. Fixed mindsets, believing that your traits are responsible for success, cripple you. Growth mindsets, believing that your actions are responsible for success, free you. Praise actions to reinforce a growth mindset in your mentees, your employees, your kids, and yourself. The more you learn, the more you'll master. And the more you master, the sooner you'll be a guest star on The Kardashians. I'm Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Facebook and Twitter. If you want a great keynote speech on productivity, living an extraordinary life, or entrepreneurship, hire me. Find me at steverobbins.com or join my personal mailing list by texting Get It Done to 33444. You'll also get a free copy of my secret book chapter on how to build relationships that help you succeed. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted,
where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.